In this bulletin, Greater Brisbane to enter a three-day lockdown from 5 p.m. this afternoon. Another sexual harassment complaint at Parliament House. And in sport, Matilda star Hayley Russo celebrates after scoring a hat-trick in UK football club Everton. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Residents in Greater Brisbane will be under stay-at-home orders for the next 3 days, beginning at 5 p.m. The Brisbane outbreak has expanded by 4 locally acquired cases in the last 24 hours to 7 confirmed infections. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the lockdown's necessary to contain the UK variant of COVID-19.
I know it's very tough. We've got Easter coming up, we've got school holidays coming up. But let's do it now and let's do it right and let's see if we can come through at the other end. It's the UK strain, highly infectious, and the last thing I want to see is our most vulnerable in our community or people ending up in our COVID wards in our hospitals. So this is a protective measure, but it's absolutely the right thing to do based on the health advice.
Queensland's Chief Health Officer, Dr. Janet Young, says there'll only be 4 reasons to leave the home for Greater Brisbane residents.
Of course, for essential work and to buy essential supplies, food, medications and so forth, to look after a vulnerable person and for exercise. And people, as in the past, can have up to 2 visitors to their home and they can go out and exercise in a family group or, if they're by themselves, with one other person from a different family group.
Restrictions are also being imposed in the broader Queensland area after one of the new cases travelled to Gladstone. Mandatory mask wearing will now apply and household gatherings will be limited to 30 people. New South Wales Health says it's already contacted more than 20,000 people who've recently returned from Queensland. Chief Health Officer Kerry Chant has told Radio 2GB authorities are closely monitoring northern New South Wales, where there's been lots of contact between locals living and working in border towns.
The main message for individuals is we're not out of COVID. We are rolling out the vaccine, but we have a long way to go, where a significant proportion of the population is protected. So it is important that we practice. Even though there has been easing of restrictions, it is still critical that we continue to practice those COVID-safe practices and in particular get tested if you've got the most minimum symptoms.
A number of restrictions have now been lifted in New South Wales, although people are still required to use QR codes for checking in. Mask wearing on public transport is no longer mandatory, although it's recommended where social distancing is difficult, and dancing and singing will be allowed in any environment. A member of the government has come forward saying she's made a formal complaint against a fellow politician who allegedly sexually harassed her in the lower house of the federal parliament last week. Nationals MP Anne Webster says she's taken the complaint to the Nationals leader and Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack. The man at the centre of the allegations has now apologised for his behaviour and has committed to not harass anyone again. Ms Webster says she was shocked that the incident happened, considering an inquiry is investigating workplace culture in the federal parliament. She says she believes it's time for someone else to be Prime Minister.
I think I'd like to see somebody else put their hand up for his job, frankly. I think that this has been a really incredibly difficult time. What I have seen of the Prime Minister, every interaction that I've had with him, is that he is a man of integrity and that he is determined to see this through. You know, I personally see that these exposés, call them whatever you will, are always an opportunity for change. And I would hope everyone in Parliament is wanting to see change.
Meanwhile, pressure is mounting on Queensland Coalition MP Andrew Lamming to quit politics immediately after a third woman came forward alleging unacceptable behaviour when he took a photo of her bottom on his mobile phone in 2019. Dr. Lamming is on medical leave and has confirmed he won't be recontesting his seat at the next federal election. In sport, Matilda's star Hayley Russo has scored a perfect hat-trick to help Everton thrash an in-form Brighton 5-0 in the Women's Super League in England. Her treble came on a blockbuster day for Australia's football players in the UK, with Matilda's captain Sam Kerr netting 2 goals for Chelsea in their win over Aston Villa. Russo says it's the first time she's scored 3 in a game.
Yeah, I am delighted. Really good for me to get that hat-trick. I've never scored one before, so I was pretty excited about it. But I think a good team performance. You know, we've come out onto the road and we end up going back with 3 points, so it's big for us.
Brighton had won their last 4 matches but had no answer to Russo as Everton bounced back from last week's defeat to Chelsea. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, sunny and 33. Adelaide, sunny and 24. Melbourne, cloudy, 19. Similar conditions for Hobart, 18 degrees. Canberra, sunny and 23. Wollongong, showers, 22. Sydney, a shower or two, 24. Newcastle, a shower or two, 23. Brisbane, much the same, 27. Cairns, partly cloudy, 32. And Darwin, showers and a possible storm, and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.